I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Dean Hart Jr., the Monroe businessman accused of kidnapping and raping his wife during an incident late last year that led to a standoff with police at the couple's upscale Monroe home, has agreed to a plea deal that will reduce charges. Hart agreed to plead guilty to aggravated battery, resisting arrest by force or violence, and possession of cocaine. He could receive a maximum 15-year sentence. The deal came as during the fourth day of Hart's trial at the Washtenaw Parish Courthouse. Public Service Commission member Foster Campbell says he'll call for an investigation into whether or not aging Entergy infrastructure caused extra damage in Washtenaw Parish after Monday's tornado. But he says the utility company did a great job getting the power restored to more than 35,000 who were in the dark.
That's a lot of progress. I just went through the storm area. Huge oak trees were upended, and it's devastation.
Campbell says he commends those people in the area where the EF2 tornado hit for being so courteous and patient in the aftermath of the storm.
Very, very responsive people in Washtenaw Parish. Very, very kind to the 600 workers that are doing their best to get the electricity back on.
Entergy says their goal is to have all the lights back on by 5 o'clock this afternoon. According to Federal Election Commission, Duck Dynasty family member Republican Zach Dasher has raised the most campaign cash among the candidates for the 5th District congressional seat. Dasher has raised over $500,000 through the third quarter. ULM political science professor Joshua Stockley says this shows Dasher's popularity among individual donors.
Vance, Dr. Abraham, Harris Brown, they're relying on self-financing. They're giving themselves loans as well as donors. So their financial base is not as widespread as Zach right now.
Much of the cash raised by fellow Republican candidates, Dr. Ralph Abraham, Harris Brown, and incumbent Vance McAllister, was their own. Stockley says the Dasher is benefiting financially from the Duck Dynasty Association.
Undoubtedly, the Duck Dynasty family has probably reached out to a lot of their friends, family, and associates, and have convinced their associates to also donate.
He says the four leading Republican candidates in the race have very equal levels of spending. Stockley says although McAllister probably remains the favorite among the Republicans, nothing's guaranteed with less than 3 weeks to go to the election. State officials have agreed to a list of $125 million in new construction spending this year, projects recommended by Governor Jindal's administration. The Bond Commission approved the spending on Thursday without objection. It also gave preliminary support to borrowing $200 million to keep dollars flowing to pay for the state's construction work. Lawmakers gave Jindal decision-making power to choose among their projects in this year's construction budget after packing the bill with projects costing more than three times the money the state had to spend. Louisiana has a cap on annual borrowing that limits spending on construction work to $355 million in the fiscal year that began July 1st. The projects are paid with dollars borrowed through bond sales to investors and paid off over years with interest. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the mid-80s, a few clouds this evening, the low tonight in the mid-50s.